You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
What is up, everybody? Happy Friday afternoon. The weekend is here, depending on when your work day ends. I hope I can make it a little bit better, whether you're kicking off your weekend or wrapping up your work week. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Bit of breaking news. Markets just closed. Moments ago at the top of the hour, the S&P 500 down 10% in the last 2 days. The markets have lost more value in these last 2 days than they have in years at significant trillions in lost value. Yep, that's hitting your 401ks. Again, Dow dropping over 2,000 points today. Tech-heavy NASDAQ index down. Oh, and this, bizarrely, I can't believe this is actually a thing. Apparently, earlier today, Donald Trump posted a video basically claiming that he's purposely crashing the stock market. I can't make it make any sense. None of this makes any sense. We'll continue to talk about that. But for the next half hour, we're going to have a little bit of fun, maybe talk a little policy, maybe talk, who knows, random baseball. It's a little segment we like to call Ask Maggie, where you, the listeners, can ask me basically any damn thing you want. And I'll have either 30 or 60 seconds to answer. My senior producer, Jamie, who's with me every day alongside Cal on the board, helps curate those questions. You can send them anytime to the email address askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. You can also call and text in your questions, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. And I got so worked up a little bit talking about the business elements last half hour that I forgot to give you your Brewers trivia question. There's going to be two trivia questions that I will share with you. One this half hour, one at the start of the next half hour. You call in, you'll be the first person to answer the trivia question right. You're going to get two tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers versus the Cincinnati Reds on April 19th. Is that date correct? April 19th?
Yes, yes, that is correct.
April 19th, it's a 6:10 game. And here's the important thing. We do not have hard copy tickets to get these tickets from us. You must have or download and be able to use the MLB Ballpark app. It is the Ballpark app. And you have to have an email address to register for that because we transfer you the tickets electronically. Here is your first trivia question. I will repeat it after we come back from our next break. Here's the first trivia question. You're going to want to call in. If you know the answer, you're going to get two tickets for the April 19th game, not against the Reds. That's tonight's game. The April 19th game is against the Oakland A's. Here's the question. Who is the top run producer for the Milwaukee Brewers in RBIs? So, I mean, who had the highest number of single season RBIs for the Milwaukee Brewers? That is your trivia question. Give us a call if you want those tickets for the April 19th, 6:10 p.m. game against the Oakland Athletics. Who holds the Brewers single season record for most RBIs? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. With that, I'm going to turn it over to my senior producer, Jamie, for today's episode of Ask Maggie.
This is like a double Ask Maggie, because it's like an Ask the Listener and Ask Maggie all at the same time.
All at the same time.
I know, and it's really kind of awesome. And let me just tell you, I have the tickets in my app right now, so I can get them transferred to the winner as soon as we get those people. And these are really good seats. You mentioned it. They're in the Civic Media Club club seating. So you get like service to your chair if you really want it. You never have to leave. It's just glorious. They're for rows 3, and we have seats 5 and 6 that we're giving away right now. So with the trivia, and unlike you, our listeners can use Google if they really need to.
Yes.
To answer these questions.
This is fun. You can use the resources available to you to participate in our little trivia game. It's not Jeopardy. Absolutely. It's not Jeopardy.
No. Alex Trebek is not coming from the dead. He is not going to bring the music out. You can use the Googles if you need to answer these questions. But you can't, and I have some good ones for today. Are we ready to jump into this? All right. So this actually came to us through our text line from Gordon, who listens in Madison. And Gordon says this: he was proud of all Wisconsin voters this week to elect both Justice Crawford and Superintendent Underley, especially by the sheer magnitude of the wins. He says he's a little disappointed, but not surprised by the voter ID question. I think a lot of us are in that camp. Mm-hmm. So this is his question. And Cal will give her 30 or 60 seconds for this one, because it's going to be a little tougher. Can you suggest any way that we can push to try making it less prohibitive for those who need additional help to get their approved ID so that they can vote? This is the question from Gordon. We'll give you 60 seconds, Maggie.
Wow. We had a question yesterday along these lines, a question or suggestion from Mark from Prairie du Sac, which I wholeheartedly endorse. And that is that the government, you should be able to get whatever your required identification is from basically any government office for free. Show up there. If you want a birth certificate, those should be free. Get your birth certificate. Go to your DMV. Get your driver's license. Let it be free for people to be able to get the documentation to go vote. Passports. If we're going to need a passport to vote, those need to be free because we made illegal poll taxes. I think we should be asking every single person running for office that exact question. And then unless their answer is, we're going to make sure that people can get those IDs that they need to vote for free, you shouldn't ever vote for them.
Whew. Oh, even before the end. I love it.
Well,
and
credit due, footnote to Mark from Prairie du Sac.
You were a little prepared. I got to say, I wasn't around yesterday. I was en route to Las Vegas, where I'm actually doing the Ask Maggie segment from our wonderful motel room.
Yes.
Corey Hartman and I are, and a bunch of the Civic Media crew, are at the National Association of Broadcasters big convention, learning how to do this radio thing a little bit better and getting to see some of the new really cool, fun little tricks of broadcasting.
I do not like Vegas. I have been there a number of times. The last time I spoke at a big convention of lawyers, and I literally figured, what time do I speak at? Okay, I've got the 4 p.m. slot. Flew in that morning, got done speaking, had a dinner, flew out on the earliest flight. Yeah. The next day, literally just stayed in my hotel room, walked to the convention floor, gave my speech, went to dinner, went back to my room, and then flew out. Nothing else.
All of Vegas is lost on me, except for maybe the shows and some really great restaurants.
The food and entertainment is good. Yes. And I don't mean the adult dinner. I just mean the Cirque du Soleil and the Adele and the Sphere and all that stuff.
Got here last night. We did the DoorDash thing. We found a pasty shop. If you're from the Upper Peninsula of Wisconsin, you know what a pasty is. There's actually a pasty shop in Las Vegas. Had that delivered to the motel. And then we took a little walk around the neighborhood, and that was pretty much it. That's our extent of Vegas right there. The rest of the time we're in seminars and we're going to be checking out cool broadcasting stuff. So I missed the part where the point to my whole story was I missed the part where you got to answer part of that question a little bit yesterday. But
that's
still
quite
good
all right.
information to have. It's still good stuff for all of us to know. Let's see. We do have another really great question. This actually came to us from Dave over on our text line. He listens in the New Berlin area. And I'm going to mention Corey Hartman here again, because I had to get a little help on this one since he is our resident. But we'll see if you can answer any of this, Maggie, because you're smart. You know a lot of things.
Sure, I'll go. Well,
I like to tell myself I do. Dave wants to know what the difference is between partly sunny and partly cloudy. We'll give her 30 seconds for this one, Cal. Here we go.
Is that like, is the glass half empty or half full? I think that meteorologists use partly sunny when it's more sunny than cloudy, and partly cloudy when it's more cloudy with some breakthrough sun. I think it's where the emphasis is on the weather. But that's a damn good question, Dave F. from New Berlin. I love things like this.
It is a really good question. And that was even in before the end of the buzzer. So I got Corey Hartman's help on this a little bit. And he says that it's a scale from sunny to cloudy. So they give like a percentage. So if there's zero clouds, obviously it's 0% clouds in the air, right? Or in the sky. If it's mostly sunny, then you're like at 20% cloud cover. And then mostly cloudy would be 80% cloud cover. 100% is 100% clouds. So there you go, Dave. If you've ever wanted to know, you just got to ask a weather guy. They'll be happy to let you
Like your
know.
Fabulous husband and our colleague at Civic Media, Corey Hartman, knows the thing or two about the weathers.
That's right.
And now, folks, I'm just going to hop in here with a little hint. So the Brewers trivia question is, who had the single season RBI record for the Brewers? The answer is not Robin Yount. It is not Robin Yount. So I'll just give you that little hint. I'll give you another hint. It is also not Gorman Thomas. So DJ from Madison, sorry, my friend, not Gorman Thomas. I'll give you this hint, which won't be a hint at all, but I actually have a baseball signed by this guy. So if that helps modernize your thinking a wee bit, it's in the more recent era of Brewers baseball. In the 2000s is when this record was set. If you've got the answer to that, you're going to win yourself two tickets to the Brewers game against the Oakland A's in the Civic Media box seats. That game is at 6:10 p.m. Give us a call if you've got the right answer or even an answer. We may give you some airtime, 855-752-4842. What do we got? Oh, we're almost up on time for this. Ask me a quick one, Jamie.
Okay, this is a good one. All right, here we go, Cal. We'll give her 30 seconds for this one. And this comes to us from Allie from Wausau. Now, Allie says that there's a big debate happening at her house right now. How should toilet paper be put on the holder? Are you an over or an under person for toilet paper, Maggie Dawn? 30 seconds, Cal.
I love this question because there's only one answer. It's over. That is the way toilet paper goes on the roll. I know this because I am obsessed with the hospitality industry and I have a bunch of friends that work in hospitality and restaurants and bars. It is over. That is the, like in Buckingham Palace, the toilet paper goes over. It's not an under. It's always an over.
I've lived with all boys for a long time. I'm just glad there's toilet paper on the
Yes.
Roll.
The first step is TP itself. Folks, right. If you are on the lines with an answer for our Brewers tickets giveaway, stay there. Cal will get to you during our break. We'll be right back with more Ask Maggie here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Who had the single...
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Game show tunes are so peppy. Love that. Yeah. Folks, happy Friday, everybody. I am Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every Friday at 3 o'clock, we do a little segment called Ask Maggie. And before we get to more of that, I want to congratulate Scott from Stoughton, who had the right answer to our Brewers trivia question and who has won two box tickets to the April 19th game against the Oakland A's at 6:10. Congratulations, Scott. The trivia question was, who is the single season record for RBIs for the Milwaukee Brewers? My hint was, I have a signed baseball from this gentleman, and it is none other than Prince Fielder. Yeah, Big Prince had the most RBIs in a season with 141, which is just blazing. Robin Yount had 114 RBIs in 1982. Cecil Cooper stacked up a bunch. Let's see. Richie Sexson. Gorman Thomas had a big year, too. That was one of the answers, but not the right answer. Jeremy Burnett. Anyways, congratulations to Scott from Stoughton. I hope you enjoy the game. Maybe I'll see you there. I don't know if that's one of my Brewers 12-pack game day tickets, but enjoy that game. Scott, we're going to give away two more tickets starting at 3:30 with another trivia question. So if you missed your chance here, keep it locked. Want to thank Cherie and Madison, Dennis from Milwaukee, Dave for getting in on the action, Chris out of Madison, Michael from the 608, Kevin from Green Bay, and John from Madison. Thank you all for participating. Wonderful. Barb on 92.7. All such good fun. Love it. Jamie, back to you for more Ask Maggie.
All right. And Scott, by the way, I'll get you your tickets. I'll transfer those over to you in just a little bit after we wrap up the show and all that good stuff. So you'll expect those this afternoon over at the MLB Ballpark app. All right. So this is a really great question. And I love this. This comes to us from Penny, who listens in the Appleton area. She says I just love this email that I got from her. She loves your show, Maggie. And she was listening on Tuesday when you read a text from a gentleman who called you a leftist. Now, Penny says that she's very centered and center in mm-hmm. politics, and she's voted for both parties, depending on the candidate. She says her dad, who is a farmer, has always voted Republican and isn't able to listen to the show often. But when he does, he mostly agrees with you. Hmm. Now, he's even told Penny a couple of times, I'd like to sit down and have a cup of coffee with that Maggie Dawn. I love that. So here is Penny's question. She says, why is it okay for MAGAs to celebrate a win, but when a Democrat wins in a much larger margin than Trump did in November, why do Democrats always have to sit down and be so quiet? She says she's tired of worrying about their feelings, and she wants to know how we get past this. Cal, we're going to give Maggie 60 seconds for this one to answer how we get past all of this. Can we call it drama? Is that essentially what it is? Is it just
double standardy drama? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 60 seconds, so we'll let you answer this one.
First of all, Penny, please do email Jamie back or ask Maggie at civicmedia.us, because if I'm ever in your neck of the woods, I'd be more than happy and privileged to sit down and have a cup of coffee with your dad and talk about things. First of all, I just completely reject the double standards. I'm going to celebrate our victories, but I'm never going to lie about them. Here's what the MAGAs do about their victories. They exaggerate the margins. They call things that aren't mandates, mandates. Donald Trump doesn't have a mandate. He didn't even get more votes than the number of people who stayed home. That ain't a mandate. That's a barely one. So we tell the truth. We celebrate our victories. When we lose them, we try to figure out why, and we continue to tell the truth. I reject the double standards. I reject whataboutism. None of that matters. What matters is telling the truth and getting the message out to people. The Democrats right now are the party of truth and trying to get things right for the middle class. That's
absolutely
what I got. Best I
no,
got.
No, that's a great one. That, no, that's a good one. That's a really good answer.
Thanks for the question, Penny.
And I feel like we need to sit down and have more cups of that coffee with one another right now, right?
Absolutely.
There's more things, I think, in the overall world that we can agree on than we disagree with, disagree on, especially when we're just trying to take care of one another in our states, in our hometowns, our communities. And that's essentially what it's going to all be about, because we're kind of in this together, right? No matter how we voted, we're kind of in whatever's happening together right
so
now.
So a really interesting story about that. I had a cabbie that took me to the airport. And I told him I do political talk radio, and he said a bunch of stuff, and a lot of it was sort of the classic tropes. And one of the things that I asked him was, you value hard work, right? Like, that's part of what our ethos, our values are about. And if people are willing to work hard, they should be able to live okay. And he said, yeah. And I said, so whatever the amount of work, hard work in a week is, 40 or 50 hours or 60, whatever you want to say it is, somebody who's willing to work 40, 50 or 60 hours of hard work, they shouldn't have to worry about putting food on the table, right? And I walked them through the whole thing. And then we talked about the minimum wage and that it's not. And then I explained to him that we tax work, dollars made from work, way more than we tax dollars made from doing nothing except having money. And there was a little glimmer. It was a little glimmer. So sometimes I think we got to just roll it all the way back and start at, you know, the first principles. I think sometimes that can help get through. Also wanted to share with you, Jamie, and everybody listening, had a little bit of feedback on that toilet paper over the top or from the bottom. Two of our fabulous listeners agreed with me that it's always over the top unless you have a wily cat at home who will unspool your entire TP roll. I'll take that caveat. I'll take that check from our wonderful listeners, Scott and also Chris. Thank you so much, both texting in from WMDX in Madison. I think we got time for at least one more.
Yeah, we have a dog. She doesn't really like the toilet paper on the roll. She likes the actual roll itself, the cardboard roll. And so she likes to carry that around and chew it apart. And it's just kind of disgusting. But that's as far as we go.
My little Finny, who is now 2.5 years old and still weighs like 13 pounds. She's just a tiny little bitty one. She went through a TP phase. And I'm very happy to say, like, grew out of it. So I can go the hospitality route and have my TP in the over orientation. We ran out of time. We're going to have to build in more time for these Ask Maggie questions. Folks, you can always get on the action with the limited time that we have for this segment. If you want to email your questions to askmaggie@civicmedia.us, askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Greetings to Brian in Green Bay, Ali in the Northwoods, Barb in Deerfield, Wisconsin. Happy Friday. Whizzer in Richland Center. When we come back, we got Terry Barr. Please tell me something good. Each week, a wee parade of horribles, but we always end it on an up note with my good friend here at Civic Media and your friend too, Terry Barr, for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. Before I bring Terry on, I promised you another couple of tickets for the Brewers. This is for the game on April 19th. Plenty of time to plan your schedules around it. First pitch at 6:10. They're playing the Oakland A's. You're going to win two of the club-level tickets that Civic Media has to this fantastic game. There's pretty much no better seats in the house, in my opinion. Here is your trivia question. If you want to win, you have to have the MLB ballpark app. We do not have hard copy tickets. We transfer them to you using your email address that you use to sign up for the MLB ballpark app. Okay, here's your second trivia question. If you want to win, you got to get it right. You got to call in and Cal's going to get your email and we'll transfer you over those tickets. Here's your second question to win those two tickets on April 19th. The Brewers in 1982, we were talking about the 82 Brewers before with our special guest, Marty Ronsky, the COO of the Milwaukee Brewers. Great run in 1982. No problem scoring. What Brewer crossed home plate the most times in 1982?
Ooh.
Right? So you got to, like, nerdy baseball, you got to think about the lineup, which can lead you to the answer to this question. Who crossed home plate the most times in 1982 for the Milwaukee Brewers? You get that question right at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And you're the first one to get it right that calls in and Kel picks up your call. You will win a pair of tickets for the Brewers versus the Oakland A's on April 19th, first pitch at 6:10 that day. And with all of that business taken care of, Terry, I've missed you. It's so good to be back.
Oh, and good to have you back as well. I've missed you too and really look forward to these segments sharing. Typically good. I have one good and one kind of story for you today.
Well, that is a thing. Let's take some of the harder whatever order. What am I telling you what order we're going to do? Surprise me, Terry, whatever you want to talk about in whatever order is good for me.
Let's go with this one, Maggie, because this is on everybody's mind right now. The stock market again took a dive today. Here is a personal story from a friend who is going through this whole tariff thing right now. think it isn't going to happen to you when you order something, listen to this story. I ordered a car, a simple car.
I think, is Terry breaking up a little bit, Cal? I'm not sure if we can hear all that well. It may have broken Terry up a little bit. We're gonna see if Terry can call back in, because I wanna get this story from her. But I had promised you all something else, and I never got to it because we got a little distracted. Very busy afternoon here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I wanted to share with you just a brief, quick listing of Donald Trump's business history, because Donald Trump's business history is a little pathetic. So the Trump Taj Mahal, the man couldn't even make money in casinos. It was built in, I think, like late 80s-ish. It was only operational for a few years before he filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 1991. The Trump Plaza, the Trump Castle, and the Plaza Hotel, all owned by President Trump in that same period of time, they all filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 1992. THCR, which was founded by Trump in 95. Yep, they filed for bankruptcy in 2004. Trump Entertainment Resorts, the new name given to Trump Hotels and Casino Resorts, that's THCR, after its 2004 bankruptcy. Yeah, that one declared bankruptcy in 2009. It goes on. Here are the other businesses he's tanked. Trump Shuttle, launched in 89, defaulted on its loans in 1990, and was gone by 92. Trump University, founded in 2005 by Trump, ceased operations in 2011 and had a slew of lawsuits and criminal investigations. Trump Vodka, yeah, that was done just a few years. Trump Mortgage LLC, that went up. GoTrump.com, that tanked. Trump Steaks, Trump Water. I'll stop because I think we got Terry back now, which is just lovely. Speaking of Trump and tanking economies and businesses, you were saying a thing or two about tariffs, Terry. Oh, we're still working to get Terry back. That's all right. I do have other good news for you. We got Terry, just unmute your mic and we might be good to go there if she can hear me. We got James from Milwaukee with the correct answer. Terry, just unmute your mic. We'll be good to go. James from Milwaukee with the right answer to our Brewers trivia question. I asked, which is the brewer that crossed home plate the most times in the Brewers' high-scoring, high-flying 1982 season where they won the AL pennant and went on to the World Series, to have that series ripped away from them by one bad umpire call? Yep, that was Paul Molitor. Wonderful. Here is Terry. We got it. Listen, we will solve this problem any way we can. There you are. Is that Terry? Terry, you there?
I hope I'm here. I've got there a mic on and my phone now. So what do you think?
You're good to go. I just, you know, to fill in the gaps, to set the stage for your tariff story, I filled everybody in on a little bit of Donald Trump's litany of failed businesses. So now, with that in hand and in mind, tell us more about your friend who's experiencing some of the impacts of the tariffs.
Okay, this is directly from a friend by the name of Matthew, and he sent me a message saying, I ordered a guitar from Canada last week. He should have received it on Monday, did not receive it. Guess when it came through, and it had been sitting on the other side of the border. It came through on Wednesday on the big tariff day that Trump had called it. And his $100 shipping fee already paid, now he had to pay close to $300 more dollars to get his guitar all the way to his house. So, you know, this is just one small example of how we're all going to feel this. He bought a guitar from Canada.
Yeah, so more than tripling his costs for his guitar, just for the shipping. They may have, you know, cost of the good, whether it comes out in shipping or otherwise, that's where right. It showed up. Yeah, there was a huge run in the auto markets, for example, a big push, yeah. People buying a lot of cars before the new tariffs rolled out. I think we're going to be seeing this in basically every single type of consumer good. Some estimates that I've seen about average costs to families in the ballpark of $1,000 to up to $3,600 in additional costs. Absolutely insane. We had a texter earlier that said that she and her husband rely on Social Security and Medicaid and that they can't bear that overall cost increase. And I don't think that that texter is alone in that at all. Right. Terry, thanks for your patience getting you on the line here. What else you got for us? Tell us something good now, Terry.
One thing I want to add to tag on to the tariff story. This is when you know there are still good people out there. The gentleman that sold the guitar from Canada to my friend Matt in Wisconsin, he agreed with Matt. He picked up half of the shipping costs just because he feels so bad about it. So that's kindness at the end of what's really kind of a crappy situation, you know?
A silver lining. Okay, so, people are good.
I know.
People are good.
Yes. Here's the next story. This is fun, and I know you and I both love sports. Have you heard about the Knipple family from Milwaukee?
I haven't. Tell me more.
Oh, this is fun. Sherry and Con Knipple, they were both star basketball players in college. Well, now they're the parents of five boys. Each one is having a stellar basketball career. The youngest are in like middle school. They've got a sophomore in high school. The oldest is now Con 2, they call him, Con Jr. He is a freshman at Duke University. He happens to start every single game, and he's now leading the team as a Wisconsin boy to the Final Four with the Duke Blue Devils. So what has this been like? Well, here is what Sherry and Con, the parents, say about this experience.
Well, I've been to every single Duke game. So that's, I think Duke is 38-3, so something like that. I actually don't even know their schedule. So that's how many times I've been on a plane. And Con, I work for myself, so I have the freedom to do that.
Yeah.
But Con has been to most of the weekend ones and a few of the few of them during, you know, Christmas break and Thanksgiving break and things like that. So, but we flew back and forth from the first round of the NCAA tournament. We flew from Raleigh to Madison to watch the boys, and then back to Raleigh. We flew all of us back and watched again. So we've been through it.
Yeah, being new to it, especially with it's our oldest, related to Duke, maybe that. Very happy with how they supported everything along the way. So like, over fall break, one example would be John Shire called us just to check in with how everything was going, ask if we needed anything, which we did not expect. I don't know that we needed it, but it was just great for the head coach to do that. And then just the support that Duke gives the student athletes all along the way. I mean, you always hear about that stuff, but being able to experience it and live it with Con 2, it's been pretty fun.
Isn't that a great story?
It's just lovely. Now, I will have to admit to you, while I will certainly root for Con 2 because he's playing for Duke, as a Badger alumni, I will never get over the crappily refereed game between Duke and the Badgers in the men's Final Four. Oh, yay, now about 10 years ago, that absolutely robbed the Badgers of our opportunity to get to the finals.
I don't think any of us will ever forget that.
Not getting
and
over
the only
it.
Reason I know. The only reason I'm cheering for Duke now is because of Con 2, and then he's from Wisconsin. I think that's so exciting.
Yeah, it's interesting. I had the radio on, was listening to a little sports radio on my way to the station this afternoon, and one of the commentators, and I'm not going to endorse this, called it, what did he call it, the snore Final Four for the men, because it's the four number one seeds out of each of the regions. I have always enjoyed college basketball, and it's neat. You got both the women's Final Four and men's Final Four And I've always been a huge fan of Coach Dawn out of South Carolina and the Gamecocks. So I'll be watching that women's Final Four game between the South Carolina Gamecocks and the Texas Longhorns, especially. And then, of course, you got both Duke and UConn, the perennial favorites in college basketball. Right. UConn for the women, the women's Final Four, and then, of course, Duke in the men. So college hoops, always entertaining to me. Are you going to be watching this weekend a bit, Terry?
Absolutely. And I have to tell you something else about the Knipple family. Mm-hmm. You know, five sons, they all play. Son two is the one that's a sophomore in high school. He already has his first D1 offer to play in Toledo.
Wow.
But the family thinks he's probably going to get an offer from Duke to be able to go play with his brother.
They're holding out. Isn't that good for the Knipples? That's wonderful. Go Con 2. I won't say go Blue Devils. I'll just go Con 2. Have a great Final Four. All right, I got one quick question for you, Terry. Do you put your TP over the top, or are you like it served up from the bottom?
It is over the top, Maggie.
I love it. Me too. We're on the Over the Top Club. That is Terry Barr, my colleague here at Civic Media. She's here with me every Friday at 3:30 for a little bit of something good here in Wisconsin. Thanks so much, Terry. Have a beautiful weekend. Enjoy the tournament. Everybody, I'll be back for some final thoughts on this Friday afternoon, sending you off onto the weekend. Keep it locked. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tell me something good.
Oh, tell me that you like it, yeah.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
No, it's Wisconsin. But I'm always going to love me some Beyonce. Happy Friday, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We made it through another crazy week of Trump's cruel chaos. And if you've got some free time on your hands this weekend and you'd like to listen to some Brewers baseball, Civic Media has got you covered. We have coverage across five of our network stations. The Cincinnati Reds playing the Brewers tonight. Our broadcast starts at 6:35. You can find that on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, RJN here in Racine and Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and with our newest Milwaukee Brewers affiliate, WBZH 96.9 FM and 910 AM in Hayward, Wisconsin. Enjoy your Brewers baseball this weekend. We got the game tonight. We got Saturday's game, 5:35 broadcast start, first pitch at 6:10, and we've got Sunday's game, also versus the Reds. That's a 12:35 broadcast start. I'm going to be at the game live and in living color on Saturday evening. Looking forward to it. It'll be my first game of the 2025 Brewers season. Wanted to just share with you some final thoughts before I get there. We've had one of our regular listeners and very patient callers hanging out on the phone lines. Joe from Madison, thank you so much, my friend, for your patience. What would you like to say this Friday afternoon?
I think I need your legal opinion. I was looking at the news that you had mentioned that Trump seemed to endorse a video in which it was suggested that he was he shared this video that said that he was tanking the stock market deliberately. He was tanking it deliberately. And we're looking at the numbers here. This is the biggest two-day stock market crash since the stock market opened more than 200 years ago.
Yeah.
Is this impeachable? Is this impeachable that he is doing this to all of us, to our businesses, to our 401ks, to our economic livelihood? I mean, my understanding of impeachment is doing us harm by corruption, by various things. Is this impeachable? I'd really like your reaction to that, Maggie.
As a great question, Joe, because, and it's a great question, let's just use this as a preface. There's no question in my mind, and Joe, I'll ask you, do you have any question? If this was Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Barack Obama or Bill Clinton, and they had tanked the stock market north of 10% in 2 days, would Republicans be calling for their impeachment? What do you think, Joe?
Well, we could look back on the fact that Bill Clinton went through an impeachment for apparently lying about a sexual act, mm-hmm. all right, a consensual sexual act. So, I think the gallows would be carted out by those same clowns that were carrying out the gallows on January 6th. This is a tremendous loss, and we're not done. We're not done. We're going to be grinding to a halt for a long, long time. At what point do you say he is harming this nation, and you don't get to do that as president? My understanding is impeachable is pretty broad, and they can decide what is impeachable conduct. Would you not say that this fits into it? The worst two-day crash? I mean, we can't keep doing this. We are going to be doing this since he's not removing any of these tariffs, as far as we know.
Yeah, Joe, so much in your question. Thank you so much for the question and your patience. My answer as a lawyer is no, this is neither treason nor high crimes and misdemeanors as a technical legal matter. That said, as Joe rightly pointed out, Bill Clinton was impeached ostensibly for lying in a sworn deposition related to effectively infidelity and conduct related to said infidelity in the Oval Office. If that's impeachable, then Donald Trump lying to the American public constantly on a near daily basis, and in my opinion, violating federal criminal statutes that relate to extortion. I'm going to come back to this extortion idea because it's happening every single day. What Donald Trump has done with the law firms that he has targeted in an executive order is extortion. He's asking them for protection money. The quote protection money here is hundreds of millions of dollars in pledged free legal services to Donald Trump. That was what the deal was. That is extortion. And it's extortion because these firms, they largely represent extraordinarily wealthy individuals and corporations, and in the course of their representation will often have to request meetings with government officials on behalf of those clients. Well, if the White House has banned those lawyers from stepping foot on federal property, they're going to lose those clients because they can't keep the business. They can't fulfill their duties to clients. So he's threatened them with their livelihood. And if they want to get out from that, if they want to save their livelihood, they're going to have to provide services for free to Donald Trump and his administration, support causes that he personally supports. That is extortion. It is a crime. It then becomes, in my opinion, an impeachable offense, a high crime, because what it does is it undermines the rule of law in the United States of America. Now, here's the real big question. Since the Supreme Court has declared that official acts are immune, how does that interact with impeachment? I don't know what the answer to that one is, but unfortunately, I feel like we're on a trajectory where many of the unthinkable questions will have to be answered by us. We can start tomorrow by showing up at the hands-off protests. We'll drop the web link where you can find out where those protests are in your neck of the woods here in Wisconsin. I'll be at the federal building in downtown Milwaukee at 12 p.m. Let's send a message to Donald Trump and billionaire overlords the world over. Hands off our democracy. We're not going to stand for it anymore. But remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe.
Take it to the floor now.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.